I have as my guest today Curtis Seltzer, author of How to Be a Dirt Smart Buyer of Country Property. What's your book about?
Thanks for having me on your show, Molly. This book shows buyers how to find, research, and buy country property at a reasonable price and without getting clobbered by a hidden surprise.
What do you mean by a surprise?
Well, a surprise is something that's wrong with the property, which you didn't know about before you bought it. Real estate defects in the title, in the property itself, are often concealed. Things like the seller's acreage turns out to be less than the buyer thought, or the farm's water supply is polluted, or a neighbor claims the right to cross your new property to get to his. If you don't research your target property before submitting an offer, you're buying a jack-in-the-box. Surprises can be both expensive and discouraging. They make you feel less good about the place you just bought.
What's a dirt smart buyer?
Someone who knows how to become knowledgeable about country property.
And what exactly do you mean by property in the country?
Farms, second homes, land with timber that may or may not have commercial value, undeveloped land with no buildings, land that hunters want for game and wildlife, everything from swamps to forests, minerals. In a rough sense, I'm talking about real estate that's outside of towns and metropolitan areas.
What's the single biggest mistake buyers make?
They buy on impulse, snap decisions based on emotional reaction. Most buyers make a yes-no purchase decision on their first visit, within their first 30 minutes. Think of all the things wrong with the house that you live in, things that a casual visitor can't see or understand. Most of us spend more effort researching our next computer or vacuum cleaner than we spend on a $300,000 second home.
Why do buyers make land decisions this way?
Well, for one thing, impulse is the easiest way to decide. It takes very little effort. If it turns out badly, you can always blame the seller for being a crook. And it avoids the conflict of your brain telling you to walk away from a property that you like while your heart is writing a check. I think the other reason is that a lot of people don't know how to research property. They're not sure of the questions and not sure where to find the answers. Property research can involve a very broad set of questions, ranging from survey problems and legal issues, evaluation of buildings, timber and minerals, tax considerations. Nobody teaches this stuff. It can be intimidating. So the easiest thing to do is to forget about both asking and answering and just go with your gut. Smart people do this all the time. I start my book by recounting the stories of three prominent writers who bought country places without doing any research at all. Each one then spent thousands and thousands of dollars correcting, fixing, and adapting them to what they wanted. The best that can be said of these authors is that each one got a book out of the experience. It's not a rule that city buyers have to be country fools.
So you propose to buy country property using some economist cost-benefit analysis?
No. I think the way to do it is to find a property that meets most of your needs and a lot of your wants, a property that you like. Then before you make an offer, do your research. If that property doesn't check out, move to the next one that meets most of your needs and a lot of your wants. My book shows a buyer how to ask property questions, how to get answers, how to understand the legal issues and get financing, how to negotiate and buy at the right money.
Why did you write a book for buyers?
There was no how-to book around to help inexperienced property buyers. If there were a Consumer Reports for real estate, I wouldn't have written this book. But with country property, every buyer needs to do his own product research because no two parcels are the same. One 200-acre patch of woods can be significantly different from another 200-acre patch if the first has been timbered within the last couple of years and the second has an access problem. Appraisals only scratch the surface. Appraisers don't research property. An appraiser values a property in terms of other recently sold similar properties. An appraisal gives you an estimate of a property's current fair market value, but not whether the property is clean, that is, free of defects and surprises.
Who did you write your book for?
Middle-income folks looking for a second home or some land for $50,000 to $500,000, a first-time buyer as well as the individual who's done it a couple of times. At 750 pages, there's something for everyone. At least 4 million pieces of country property are bought and sold each year. And no one needs a rip-off story for their next cocktail party.
What's your worst rip-off story?
Well, it's one I stopped. A fellow was selling about 3,000 acres of very valuable timber. The asking price was something over $100 million. The timber was valued at considerably more than the asking price. I had an able and willing buyer, but something didn't smell quite right. Before we put an offer on it, I called the state's forester and asked whether the client could get a timbering permit. The long answer was, theoretically. The short answer was, no. The land couldn't be timbered because the state wanted to preserve it for conservation reasons. The seller knew this, but never disclosed it. Had I not done the research, my client would have wound up with $200 million of timber that he couldn't get a nickel out of. The seller never told me a lie about the timber. He just never told me the truth.
Why did you write this book?
Well, like every other buyer, I've made mistakes during the last 35 years. I've now bought and sold property in about a dozen states and have scoped land in about a dozen others. About 15 years ago, I decided that I could teach myself to be smart about buying country property. Buying right is mainly a matter of research, to know exactly what you're buying and what it's worth. It's not a matter of being a slick negotiator or tricky or even rich. I'm good at asking questions and solving problems, and I'm a writer, so I wrote a book. I started a business about 10 years ago where I help individuals, companies, and institutions find and buy large tracts of rural land. The methods and questions I use on behalf of clients who are looking at 100,000 acres are the same as for folks who just want to buy 100. This book followed from that business.
A final thought?
Approach buying country property the way you would go about finding a husband or a wife. Take your time. Check things out. You shouldn't get married or buy country property in a fever, especially one that makes you swoon and jellies your knees.
Thank you. Curtis Seltzer, author of How to Be a Dirt Smart Buyer of Country Property. Call toll-free 1-877-289-2665 or on the web at www.bbotw.com.
Thanks. Hope I've helped your audience.